The theme to our segment, Racetracks Everywhere. We travel the nation checking in with race clubs, talk about their meetings, their townships and locations. And over in South Australia, it's the Halidon Cup, the Minderee Halidon Cup this weekend. And Christina Durden takes our call. How are you today? And perhaps explain to our listeners exactly the location. It's, what, two locations next to each other?
There's about 7 kilometres apart. We're 200 kilometres away from, away from Adelaide, between Murray Bridge and Loxton. Not sure if people would know where they are, but we're certainly not on the river. And there's a township of about 4 or 5 people, no shops for about 40 kilometres. And, so it's fairly, it's not, I guess, that far from Adelaide, but it's fairly stranded and isolated.
So Halidon is the official address of the race course. So is Minderee also there as well, or?
Minderee is 7 k's away and like further up. And what happened back in the days, I guess this is when like they settled, like all these little farming communities settled, and they had obviously just had horses. They all had horse races. So I think we discovered it was about 1916, because in 2016 we had 100 years, that they were, not sure if they were both established the same year or one right next to each other. And then in 1921, so 100 years ago this year, they merged as the Minderee Halidon races. So the Minderee Halidon combined has been going for 100 years this year.
I do a lot of these interviews, and it's interesting, over the last few months I'm encountering sub-clubs that didn't race last year, others did. For example, we had the very unique location of Roxby Downs, the mining town. They had their meeting last week, but didn't, of course, race last year. Now, there was a Halidon Cup, I believe, but not at your track last year. Just explain to our listeners.
Okay, so as a committee, we also opted not to race because we weren't sure with the rules how we as a club could put that together. And so we actually had said to SA Racing that we wouldn't be racing. And then they had decided, because the horses, et cetera, needing, because a few people clubs had actually said no, they wouldn't race, they wouldn't have their race meetings. They rang up and said, well, we're going to hold a meeting similar because we need to race these horses. And, Murray Bridge. So Murray Bridge is 100 kilometres away, closer to Adelaide. And so they rang up and said, do you still want to race, do your cup race? So we did the cup race. We technically didn't probably hold the meeting there, but we did the cup race at the meeting that they held.
Looks as though people in the region, or those that travel to your race day, are certainly getting behind it, because I notice on the website and the information, it's got the big words, sold out, no tickets available even at the gate. So it looks as though people are relishing the fact to be back at Halidon for your meeting.
Yes, well, there's a little bit of a story behind that. We've been told by Racing SA that they want us to race our meetings at Murray Bridge from next year onwards, and this would be our last year at Halidon. And we ourselves, as a volunteers group, are getting older and very hard to get volunteers. So knowing that the word was out that our tickets, and we have the COVID safe plan. So in South Australia, the COVID safe plan, you have to have under 1,000 people, excluding staff. And over 1,000, you have a management plan, but there's heaps more rules and regulations in place. So anyway, they sold within 4 weeks before the event. So, but now we've having people who are rallying around, and racing industry people, they're not a racing SA, who are saying, think about it, maybe have a chat afterwards after the race meeting's finished and see what you can do to keep it going, because it's a special event. Like it's very not quirky, like they call it the Melbourne Cup of the Mallee, have picnic race, picnic atmosphere. Everyone brings in the Eskies and sits down and has a good time. So it's a little bit different to your normal race meeting.
We're chatting to Christina Durden, the Country Township Halidon, the Mindari Halidon Cup meeting. Didn't race last year on their track, racing this weekend, but sold out. And I don't want to get too much into politics, but can you just explain to us the rationale why you've been told you have to lose your meeting to Murray Bridge? Because one thing we love about Australian country racing is the quaintness, the bonding and what brings to local communities for their once-a-year meetings like yours. And if you're having a sold-out meeting, that tells us that people are supporting it. I'm just wondering the rationale why the decision you were told was made.
Well, I'm not 100% sure. They did, years and years ago, they mentioned it one time, and we obviously, we were, as a volunteers group, was much healthier and much, you know, sort of thing. And we, I wouldn't say we fought it, but we had a big discussion with them and convinced them, you know, that that's not a great idea. Someone actually must have asked from the media and whether it's the cost, because it's a TAB meeting, so they have all the Sky Channel and everything like that, where it's the cost of setting that up, I'm not sure. But anyway, with some encouragement, I guess, from some horse industry type people, we'll definitely sit down after the meeting and discuss it. And I think we might, you know, have a chat to Racing SA and about it and what our options are. So, because you're right, it's been supported really well by the public. Like, it's every year. Like, considering where it is, it's amazing. We always get over 1,000, you know, 1,300 people who turn up all the time, which is just pretty fantastic for where we are. So it's just whether we can going forward, we can do it, and I, you know, and see what they have to say.
So it's a TAB meeting. Is it a TAB meeting still this week, though, or?
Yeah, it's a TAB
meeting. Okay, so it's still a proper TAB meeting with betting. The only difference would be that it's a different track, so it's not as if it's being upgraded. Are people going to come along with signs saying, keep Halidon racing at Halidon, or not?
No, not at this stage. No. I guess we played it down a bit because we ourselves are struggling as volunteers. We have to. So we've got two issues. So we have to address ourselves first whether we are capable of maintaining the track, because hardly anyone lives around there. We've shifted. A few other committee people have shifted out of town about 60, 70 Ks. So we have to make sure we're viable and before we can jump up and down. Does that make sense?
Does. Well, if you mention the volunteers and those people that work on your track, now I don't know how recent the photo was, but I see a beautiful green turf track, and right next to it I see the brownness of the arid countryside. So whoever looks after the track has been doing a fantastic job in recent years. Is it like that for this weekend? Is the contrast still amazing?
Yeah, if that's one that's got a little video footage, that was taken just a couple of weeks ago. My daughter did that. So, yeah, so the track gets looked after. It's obviously watered, like we have bore water that we are able to use. And so it gets watered a lot because where we are, we don't get much rain. So there's a lot of work is involved in the racetrack to actually get it to the standard that's needed to be, because, you know, we obviously have to meet a standard and a safety requirement under Racing SA anyway, which is fair enough. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, Christina, good luck with that.
Thank you.
We will keep an eye on things, you know, many months down the track. We hope that you have some success in having your race club continue, and all the best this weekend. Great to know the meeting's going ahead, and enjoy the day. Thanks for taking the call.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for your time.
Christina Durden there, Mindari Halidon, small location, country South Australia. But how about that? They've been told by Racing SA that at this stage, the cup will move from Halidon to Murray Bridge next year. But the township have sold out the tickets. They're going to be there in their droves to send a message, enjoy a race day. Hopefully, maybe there'll be some chance of the race club holding a meeting next year. But for now, good luck to them this weekend at Halidon.